it can't.
Hello, my name is Courtney. She reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have any medical emergencies, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find an assistance site near you?
This is not for an emergency. This was a number that was given on y'all's web. And I have a question. Dr. Harris, you know, was on TV a few minutes ago, along with the governor. And this question was not brought up. Do y'all have any idea when other senior citizens might be able to have their shots that are 62 years old and up? I have registered since January, and, you know, we need our shots too.
I'm sorry, ma'am. The phone broke out when you said the last statement. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay. I'm 62 years old, and I have been registered since January.
Yes, ma'am.
And I understand some, you know, 65 and up, but before long, that needs to be lessened to we other senior citizens who are 62 and above, because we are considered senior citizens also. And I know you can't answer that question, but I wish they had brought that up today on TV when I was listening to the news, but it was not brought up.
Okay. This isn't actually the vaccine registration line on our end. I'm actually where you can tell whether you go get the coronavirus tested. But within that vaccine line, the only thing they're doing, they're still pre-registering. It's been going on for like 3 months now. But a lot of people say when they call in, it was like, we went to this drive-thru, we went to this place. But any other place that, you know, they're not affiliated with us, so I really wouldn't be able to tell you more information. So it may be more places that actually give you a vaccine. It's just within the health departments, they haven't actually gave like an actual date. Give me just a moment. Let me send a message over. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's the same thing that they're saying, because I can send, like, messages over to the vaccine appointment line also, and they're saying they still don't have, like, any updates or anything. But that's why every time people call in, I always tell people, if you see any, like, drive-thrus they're giving that vaccine, CVS's, Walgreens, Walmart, any other location, because a lot of people are like, we just got it last week. It seems like they're moving more faster than the actual health departments are moving with them giving the vaccine.
Okay, because I've been twice, like, with my husband over to the med.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Birmingham, and you
yes,
know, I had my certificate and everything, and they said, well, honey, I'm sorry, you're not 65 yet, so we can't go ahead, even though you've signed up and everything. And I'm going like, really? You know, so I'm just ready, like everybody else that wants them, to go ahead and get it over with, you know, because we do like to get out sometime too. I'm retired. I don't work anymore, and see, that's another thing, you know. If you're a teacher and you're retired now, it doesn't apply to you if you're still under the age. So anyway, I'm sorry I'm yakking to you about it and everything, but I'll keep on just trying and everything. So if you talk to Dr. Harris, you tell him that he needs to lower the age to the shots.
Okay, I will, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, sweetie. You have a good day, and thank you for your patience.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.